This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Fellowship founder Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, who recently passed away, had devoted his life to helping Christians understand more about the Jewish faith and about Israel. It is in that spirit that we share today's Holy Land Moments teaching with Rabbi Eckstein with you.
So they would have observed in James' group the law. They would have been circumcised. They would have observed the Sabbath. They would have observed the kosher dietary laws. There was a second group, and that was under Paul. Paul said that the law is no longer salvific. What does that mean, it's not salvific? That means that you don't have to observe the law anymore in order to be saved. Jesus came, fulfilled the law, and now faith alone can bring you salvation. So it's very possible that Paul had a two-track system. Paul said, for the Jews who are already part of the movement, you can continue to observe the circumcision and the kosher laws and Sabbath, etc. But if you are a Gentile, you don't have to do what James was demanding of them to do. How many Gentiles do you think wanted to join a movement where you had to undergo circumcision?
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments. In loving memory of our founder and president, Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, we invite you to learn more about Passover with his Passover devotional guide. More information is available at ifcj.ca/Passover. That's ifcj.ca/Passover.